Even if Congress re-ups the $600 weekly CARES Act benefit that is set to end next week, many of you have shared with us that either you can't get through to your state unemployment office to file for benefits, or you still haven't received relief. That's the case for Betsy Burke and her family in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. Betsy's husband supports the family through his job as a mechanical engineer. He was first furloughed in April, then laid off in June.
So my question is, what do we do? If you call the unemployment office, you get a busy signal. Like they don't even put you on hold. I mean, at this point, we've contacted our politicians. There are so many layers to what's going on. And to have your government drag its feet on its willingness to help people financially is just insult to injury.
Joining us now is Andrew Stettner, a senior fellow at the progressive nonpartisan think tank, the Century Foundation. Andrew, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
So first, to Betsy's question, what options do people like her have to get answers about their unemployment claims if their state won't even answer them?
You know, it's been an excruciating and very frustrating and opaque process. You know, she's doing the right things. Absolutely, it's persistence. It's reaching out to others in the similar situation and figuring out how they're getting answers and continuing to press, you know, multiple layers, including your state representatives and sometimes even the media. You know, people's claims are being stopped for a variety of reasons, including fraud protection activities. And it's not been clear to people how they need to clear their claim and get it going again. So I really do know it's very frustrating.
Yeah, the unemployment benefit process can be convoluted even when we aren't in a pandemic. But one of the connecting issues we keep hearing is that basically people feel ignored. So Michael Smith of Marietta, Georgia writes that he's helping a friend apply for unemployment, and they have had several emails returned as undeliverable, fax machines aren't working, and local help offices are basically closed. So he wonders why states don't already have a workable contingent plan to handle a surge in unemployment claims. Can you give us a sense of why, after months, states still haven't been able to figure this out yet?
You know, we went into this situation really ignoring this program, having very antiquated systems. And unfortunately, you know, too much of an attitude of our goal in building our applications is to prevent fraud and not necessarily to help our customers. And I will say that those states that have a customer service orientation and think of their job first as paying workers who are unemployed, states like Rhode Island, you know, and increasingly Michigan, you know, they're doing a better job. No state is having it easy, but those states that have a customer service orientation, I think, are doing a better job. And it's really incumbent on the states to step back and approach things differently. They need to move from, you know, more of people frustrated and reaching out to them and they can't get answers to being proactive. And let's use technology in creative ways. You know, work with technology companies. A lot of them are volunteering to help or giving deep discounts. Create an app to capture the information that's needed. It may be a temporary app and maybe becomes part of our program going forward. But we can't just sit back in the way that we're doing it. States have obviously been working incredibly hard. They've hired new people, they've expanded their hours, but they also need to work smarter than they're working so far.
We have another question from a listener who also has not been paid for her unemployment claim. Let's listen.
My name is Latoya Wright. I live in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I work as a housekeeper at a hotel. I was laid off in March. My last day working was March 13th, and I think I filed for unemployment on the 22nd. I haven't received any unemployment pay at all, and not the CARES Act either. I would like to know if I will get back pay. My case hasn't been fully processed. I would like to know when and how long it takes to get back pay, because I live with family. They have been taking care of me and my two children, and we have just been kind of scraping by.
A lot of listeners have been sharing this same story with us. What can you tell us about unemployment back pay and how that works?
So when you first apply for benefits, you usually are given a logon. And even if you don't get paid, you usually are afforded the opportunity to certify that you are continuing to be unemployed. So especially for those individuals who have followed that advice, and it's pretty confusing, right? I'm not getting paid, but I'm still going to call in this number or go online and certify that I'm still unemployed each and every week. Certainly for those individuals who have followed that advice, when you are found eligible, you should get your back pay pretty quickly. There have been some states that have proactively reached out to those individuals who were waiting and didn't certify and allow them to, you know, fill out a form online to show that they were indeed unemployed during those weeks. But the bottom line is that you should get back pay, and you should get back pay, you know, pretty soon to when you get your payment once you're processed, especially if you have followed those directions and have certified each and every week that you're unemployed.
I want to turn the table around to you, Andrew. What questions might you possibly have for all of the people out there who are unemployed, and what do you want to know from them to help maybe in assessing and getting a better understanding so that states could do better?
Well, I think I certainly am, you know, wanting to know, you know, how they're managing the stress and how they're getting by. Are they getting information, you know, about other resources that they, you know, can help subside, you know, during this period? I'm looking for, you know, them to say, you know, what are the types of customer service features that would make the biggest difference to me? Would it make a bigger difference so I could log on and look at this the same way I look at, you know, other websites like my credit card or my bank account? Do I want to be able to use texting? You know, I am looking for that user feedback. We've called on the states to think of unemployed workers as their customers and test out their technology, you know, with regular people, you know, as users. You know, we've been studying this for the last 18 months, even before the pandemic, and we really didn't find, except for one or two states, any states, even with tens of millions of dollars in major technology investments, using a professional user testing company to test it out, you know, with regular people and not just test it on their staff. So we really need this customer service orientation. So I would want to show them the technology and say, where have you been confused? Where could this be easier? We need to design our systems in a human manner.
Andrew Stettner is a senior fellow at the nonpartisan think tank, the Century Foundation. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.